Simon says.
We need to do that. It's just Simon says.
You're a stickler for the rules, eh? Don't not break really. The rules.
No, but you've got to know what the rules are in order to break them properly.
So, Kathy, I had a very early start this morning, and I was listening to the radio at 6:30, and this issue of the voice note cropped up.
The voice note. Give us a background.
The voice note was apparently a message sent via a voice note to a kid at King David Victory Park.
Mm-hmm. From another school.
From another school. Mm-hmm. And just without going into too much detail, it was as vile an anti-Semitic slur as you could ever dream up.
Right. So he wished that she was an ashtray and that it ended with the so-called joke that all Jews are smoke. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have been seething with anger.
I can see
the
that.
Entire
You're still
day. No, it's put me in a bad mood for the whole day. Yeah, because what hurts so bad, this was not a 12-year-old child from the voice. I could tell it was a little older, and that's what I'm hoping you can fill me in on, because during the day I've been doing other things, and I don't know what the follow-up has been to this incident. I'm so angry. I know yesterday we spoke about anger and about feeling righteous, and I'm boiling over with anger at these kids, and I feel there needs to be punishment and retribution.
Is it a genuine anger, or is it a knee-jerk reaction anger?
I'm not sure I know the difference between the two.
Okay, so let me give you a scenario, all right? This voice note was sent to a girl in response to a voice note that she had sent to them. Okay, we don't know what her voice note was. Sometimes kids rile each other. Sometimes they diss each other, and that becomes a game. But that's okay. Let's put that outside.
So already there, I didn't even think of the prior.
Okay. So that's one scenario.
Yeah.
If they had sent that voice note to friends who were not Jews, would that be anti-Semitic?
Wow. Yes, it would be anti-Semitic.
Okay. All right. So they sent it.
It would just be in marginally better taste.
So they sent, and it was this 15-year-old kid. 15. Thank God there wasn't social media when I was around, when I was 15. Okay, I was a horror, Simon.
Kathy, Penny Sparrow is sitting in jail.
Okay, but Penny Sparrow is not 15 years old, Simon.
Are you telling me that 15-year-olds have no capacity to judge the difference in what's right and wrong? Because you're just excusing abominable, unacceptable behavior.
Okay, but here's the thing. He's 15 years old. He's not 45 years old. And I have known 45-year-olds and 50-year-olds who still make stupid mistakes and who still make slurring comments and who make racist comments. But let's put that aside. Let's put that aside. The fact is, he was speaking to a Jew. From the tone of the WhatsApp or the voice note.
Yeah.
Why did he bring up Auschwitz? One, he knows about Auschwitz.
Correct.
Otherwise, he would not have mentioned Auschwitz. He would not have mentioned the gas chamber, the ashes, or the smoke.
Yeah.
He knows what happened at Auschwitz. He is mentioning that to her, knowing that she's Jewish, in order to elicit a reaction. It's called bullying. If he had mentioned...
And how does that make that any different or any better?
I'm not saying it's right, and I'm not saying it's better. I'm saying you have to look at it in context.
I mean, here's a 15-year-old who's smart enough to know about death camps and what happened in death camps.
No, he goes to a very good school. He goes to a very good school. It's called Treverton. It's a boarding school. It's a very good school.
I mean, this is a week in which Pittsburgh happened. This is a week in which 7 Copts were murdered because of this ignorant, stupid, prejudiced hatred that exists out there. And
I get it. I get it. But this is bullying. I am standing by my view that this is bullying and this is not an anti-Semitic thing.
I must just say one thing, that the response from the headmaster of Treverton, which I have seen, is a credit to himself and the way he's heading up that school.
Yeah. But hey, it's not our views. It's not our views that are important. It's your views. You let us know what you think, what your thoughts are.
Tell me if I'm out of line.
34519, that's a text line. You can also WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. Weigh in on the discussion. Go on. It's 5 o'clock. Here's your news.